Joining us now is Ed Rendell. He's the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania and one of Senator Clinton's strongest supporters. Governor, you saw Barack Obama's speech last night. In it, he called for party unity. So do you think now is the time for Senator Clinton to concede?
I do, and I think she will very shortly. I think last night with the South Dakota and Montana primaries results coming in, she wanted a little bit of time to digest that, and she wanted to be able to speak to her supporters again, and I thought she gave a great speech last night. So I suspect very soon we'll see her talk about fully endorsing and getting fully engaged in the Obama campaign, and I think she's going to support Senator Obama 100% with all her heart and all her energy. She cares as much about the issues as any candidate I've ever worked with, and she is going to want to make sure that those issues are carried to fruition, and Barack Obama is the best way to do that. So I think you'll see this come to a sort of a little bit more of a definitive conclusion in the very near future.
Very near meaning the next 24 hours?
Well, maybe by the end of this week. But again, I'm not telling you this on any inside information. It's just my gut reaction. I think she wanted one more night with her supporters, one more night to say thanks, one more night to say, we're not going away on the issues that are important to America. We want to be heard. And I think she delivered that message strongly and forcefully and very effectively. But I think now that it's over, she understands her responsibilities to the party and, more importantly, to the American people.
There's no chance in your mind that she will just simply suspend her campaign, not concede, and mount some kind of fight later at the convention.
Fight it to the convention. I don't believe there's a chance that that will happen.
Okay. Now,
I know there are some of her supporters who would like her to do that, and she's absolutely conscious of that. Everywhere I go, even outside of Pennsylvania, because I've been so visible as a Clinton supporter, people come up to me and say, don't let her quit, take this to the convention. You know, that would be destructive in my judgment and wouldn't be in the best interest of the party or of the matter of Senator Clinton, and she's not going to do that in my judgment.
Governor, there are plenty of her supporters who say they won't vote for Barack Obama.
They're saying that in the beginning of June. What I say to them is the next president will pick at least 3 Supreme Court judges, and you're not about to turn that over to someone who says he's going to continue picking judges like President Bush has picked. There's too much at stake, and I think in the end, we'll keep 90-95% of the Clinton voters in the Democratic column.
Now, you have said in the past that Senator Clinton is the better candidate to face John McCain, just the stronger candidate. Do you still believe that? Do you think that Barack Obama can beat John McCain?
I mean, look at the last 3 months. In the last 3 months, Senator Clinton's gotten about 55% of the total vote cast. She's won huge victories in Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia. But look, that's all water over the dam. And it's our job to get behind Senator Obama and make sure that he can win. And I believe he can win. And I believe if he runs a campaign anywhere like the terrific campaign he ran to get the nomination, he'll win handily.
You've said that some white voters in your state would just simply not vote for a black man for president. And in exit polling last night, you saw that divide again in South Dakota, for example, where Senator Clinton won a huge amount of white working class voters. How big a problem is that going to be for Senator Obama?
Well, I think it's a very marginalized problem. It still exists, but at a small margin. And Senator Obama has been able to counterbalance that with all of the new voters that he's brought into the ranks of registered voters, young voters, additional African-American voters, people who are disaffected with the political system. He's brought them back in a big way, and that more than makes up for what he'll lose on issues like that.
Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, thank you very much.
Well, thanks, guys. It's been an exciting campaign for everyone, but NPR listeners in particular.
No, an endless one,
Hang
too.
Hang in there. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.